Charlotte, good morning to you.
Hello, Colm Hayes. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you this Sunday morning?
I am very, very good. Very busy week.
Did England get hit by the storms that we got? We got Abigail and Barney during the week.
One of the worst things you can do when you live over here, particularly in the sunny southeast, is to tell Irish people how good the weather is.
Oh.
Because they do not want to hear it.
Right, yeah.
So we got a bit of a wind. You couldn't describe it as a storm. And largely, we just get shielded by everything.
By us.
Yeah.
Well, we got Abigail last week, and then during the week, Barney. Now, the Met Service in Ireland decided to hold a competition to allow people name the new storms that we were getting. So we've got some unusual names. And I don't know whether we should name a storm Barney after a children's dinosaur. You know?
Yeah, well, it depends what kind of a storm it is. If it's really annoying.
yeah, it just won't go away.
I'll tell you where I was this week. I was in Westminster. I was in the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, good for you.
I never thought that the Irishman Abroad podcast would take me there, but I interviewed Tommy Shepherd, who is an MP there, originally from Coleraine, County Derry, but now representing the Scottish National Party in Parliament. And it was unbelievable to find yourself there.
Now, why did you go for Tommy Shepherd?
Well, I know Tommy probably 10 years. One of the first guys that ever allowed me to do stand-up on his stage. He runs the Stand Comedy Club, which is a chain of comedy clubs. If anybody's been to Scotland and been to see comedy up there, more than likely they've been in one of his clubs. Every comic from Frankie Boyle, Billy Connolly to Kevin Bridges, every Scottish comic got their break through this man. But what people don't know is that behind all that, from the age of 16, he's essentially worked in politics. Worked his way up to second in command of the Labour Party in 1992 and left when Tony Blair came in and said, look, we're changing the party, this is what it's going to be like. And they basically gave him a redundancy package, which he then used to start these comedy clubs. it's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah.
And he explains it all on the show.
And did you get into his office? Like, does he have a special office, sort of oak panelled in Westminster?
I mean, Colm, you wouldn't believe the place when you go inside. Like, however, you might picture it in a movie or in a kind of, it's very Harry Pottery in some way, but everything is gilded and, the ridiculous outfits that people wear. I mean, we sat down in kind of this private members bar that's in there, which there's dozens of these little nooks and crannies for people to make deals. He showed me around the House of Lords, he showed me around the main chamber and everything. But really, the beauty of this guy as a guest is he's very much an Irishman abroad in that he doesn't buy into any of this. And he actually did up a list of the 10 most absurd things that he's observed since going to Westminster. And among the list is things like you can't call each other by name. You simply can't. It's got to be the Right Honourable Gentleman.
Okay.
You can't applaud in Parliament.
Can you not?
No, but you can make any animal noises you like if you ever watch.
And they did that. I was always wondering about that. I just thought they were a bunch of animals.
There's obviously the ridiculous outfit.
Yeah.
But if you're defeated in an election, you're still a member of Westminster. So it is a club.
Okay.
He says, you'll see guys knocking about there that, were defeated in the election. I mean, you just never see that in Leinster House.
Yeah.
Then obviously he has a big gripe with the first-past-the-post system, which really is a daft system where really the lads in there aren't really representing the will of the people.
So it's antiquated, isn't it? I mean, they constantly talk about bringing in PR, but they're just afraid of what the implications are.
It is scary. But anyway, every week I ask my guests the same question, whether it's Horig Harrington, Chris O'Dowd, Sharon Horgan, or Sonia O'Sullivan, whoever's on. I only ask one question the same every week. Question I ask is, what is the piece of advice that you believe you can stand over in this life? And Tommy could give it from two perspectives, what he thinks stand-up comics should do and what he thinks individuals, just laymen, just trying to live their lives could do. And that's the clip I brought along for you today.
Well, I think the hardest thing is to find your own voice. you know, obviously people are influenced by other people and they may be inspired, in fact, by other performers. But there's only any point in being a performer if you can say something that's different from what the other guy said. So you have to work hard to find your own voice, your own perspective. And if you can't find it, give up. Never stop asking questions and never take no for an answer.
Okay, so that is up now as a podcast.
Yes, it is. It's all available on iTunes, free of charge, demo the Irishman Abroad podcast. And there's 100 episodes there for you to choose from.
Brilliant.
Including Tommy Tiernan, Boy George, and Aidan Gillen.
Okay. Jarlath, we will contact you in an hour because you have survival tips for Christmas. We'll talk to you then.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Colin.
We'll be back to you. Yeah, 7:31. Okay, if you can.